So, can everybody raise one hand? You don't have to, but if you can. All right, now raise it higher. Okay. Now ask yourself, why didn't I give everything the first time? And probably because I didn't ask you to raise your hand as high as you could. But Jesus calls us to give our all, to give everything we got. Now, I've been challenged. What can this look like? There's the verses we all know. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and soul. Colossians 3:23. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. So, things we can do to go all out for the Lord, to give things our all. A good example would be striving against sin. I'm going to read Mark 12:41-44. You surely all know this story. It's the widow's mite. Now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrans. So he called his disciples to himself and said unto them, assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than those who gave, than those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. So, what we can get from this story is, whether we have few talents or many, Jesus wants us to give 100%. Now, from a different angle, I think a lot of times giving our all or giving everything can look more like giving up all we have or giving up our everything in a carnal sense. Giving up time to help others, giving up bad habits. I'm going to read Matthew 19, starting in verse 15. This is the story of the rich young ruler. Now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor thy father and your mother. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, assuredly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished and saying, greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." The story goes on. He went away sorrowful. And we may not know or not whether he decided it was too great a wealth to give up. But that's something we'd have to give up. I'm going to read in Peter, 1 Peter, starting in verse 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and hath forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord bless you. I'll open it up for comments or corrections.
Thank you, Brother Dito. I guess if you did say, raise your hand as high as you can, I think maybe some of us would have done that. But you have the widow with her mite, all. And some other examples, I guess. I commented one verse that you didn't bring up, but I think it could edify us, would be in 2 Corinthians 8, about the churches of Macedonia in their deep poverty. It says in verse 5, and they, forgive me, in this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. They first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. It doesn't say the word all, but in the widow's case, what she needed was a 10-series lectures on the stewardship of time. And what we need is, like Kuravilla gave, 37 lessons on the Sermon on the Mount. And Brother Duane gave 10 lessons on the Sermon on the Mount. And we need 25 lessons on evangelism. I'm being sarcastic. The Macedonians, they gave themselves to the Lord, perhaps all, simply because, and this goes for you and me, simply because Jesus died for you, David, and he forgave your sins, and he simply asked you to do it. The only motivation we need is that Jesus asked us to do it. So we don't need 10 series on evangelism and stewardship of time and you name it. But those Macedonians, just because that's the motivation we need. because Jesus asked us to do it. And not many other Christians and brothers and sisters are going to do that, but because we look at each other. Well, he's not doing that much, and she's not doing that much. But the only motivation, correct me if I'm wrong, to do the will of Jesus on the narrow gate, because he loved us, he died for you and me, forgave our sins, gives us a hope beyond any pleasure we can have in this life, simply because he asked us to do it, is the only motivation we need. I heard that over 40 years ago from a Church of Christ preacher. It's always stuck in my head. May we do that as a group. May the Lord be magnified.
Thank you, Dito. I was reminded of a little portion of that story of the wedding at Cana, when the mother of Jesus told the servants, whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it. And then Jesus said, fill the water pots. And then it says, they filled them to the brim. And then something miraculous happened. It turned into wine.
And we survive
from the
We serve our